Yo fam, I've got a couple things in the works, a couple of talks. We had a good meeting last night. The home group that I go to, the topic was on parenting. That was one topic that we read out of a book, and the fourth step. And it was interesting about, you know, the things that came up for me were, number one, how great of a dad I was before I had kids. I'll tell you what, I had the parenting thing figured out. And then we had Austin, and I realized how damn hard it was and how clueless I was. But I think one of the great things about, one of the challenges is Austin is a direct reflection of me in particular. It's so frustrating when he sounds just like me and I realize that he's a smart ass and sarcastic and, you know, wants to rebel for the sake of rebelling. You know, some of that's being a kid, but Sarah's quick to point out, he got that from you. That sounds just like you. And it does, but I definitely don't admit that to her face in the moment. But I think one of the valuable things that I, you know, shared in the meeting was just like I reached for and have mentors and sponsors and groups of people that I trust, you know, with navigating serious hard experiences with, you know, the principles and you know, authenticity and being accountable, you know, that also applies to relationships and parenting. And so, you know, sometimes I'm reaching out to people, you know, regularly over and over and over again, often. And sometimes there's gaps, but the valuable thing is I have, you know, access to other men and parents that I can lean on for. You know, it's a valuable thing to have community support around a topic or around, you know, a way of living that we can always, you know, even if you decide to parent or to live one way and I'm going a different way and this other person kind of, you know, lives a different way, we can always resort back to, you know, a foundation of principles, and we can all make our own decisions, which are right for us in the moment. So anyway, that's an interesting deal. And the other thing was someone brought up, why are people so scared of the fourth step? And I think that is an interesting thing. The fourth step, for those of y'all not in recovery, it's, you know, fourth step, we take a moral inventory, and it's kind of where we write out a lot of, everybody always frames it as we write out all the terrible things we've done, but in that process, you also want to, you also find your assets, the things that you do well. And I think that, you know, they talk about writing it out and then sharing it with someone else. And I think there, you know, I was probably in that boat. It's been a while since I worked a four step, but, you know, a lot of people are scared and embarrassed and they don't want to share everything, and, you know, for whatever reason, right? But in my experience, there hasn't been one time where I or someone else has shared the most outrageous, embarrassing, shame-filled, guilt-ridden thing that they've ever done, and someone else didn't go, yeah, I did that, or I thought about doing that, or I did worse, or yeah, we've all done that. And like the relief that comes over the person, right? The I think that's part of the process of having a community, a support group, is realizing that you're not alone and that, you know, you're not unique and that everybody's having these struggles and challenges. Obviously in 12-step recovery circles, you know, it can get a little bit outrageous, but I think the fourth step is more about getting honest with oneself, right? Getting honest with oneself, because when I share these things with someone, most of the time it's love and acceptance, right? But it's getting over the hump of openly admitting to myself everything, right? And laying it all out on the line and risking judgment and vulnerability and all that funky stuff that helps with, you know, taking a fearless and moral inventory and putting it all on the line. I wish the fourth step wasn't, you know, made up to be this hugely scary thing, because it's the biggest relationship builder in my experience. It has brought me the closest with people, and it's taken a weight off my shoulders, you know, like not very many other things. And today, you know, I've got about, you know, four or five guys that know everything. Actually, a lot of people know virtually everything about me, and a handful of guys, you know, three, four, five guys that know absolutely everything. And, you know, the lucky thing about being in recovery for a good long period of time is there's not a whole lot that I haven't said, you know, and luckily I'm not creating a ton of present wreckage. But there's plenty of people in situations, you know, where people do in long-term recovery. And that actually, now that I'm talking about it, that actually does make it difficult. 'Cause when I did, you know, later in my recovery life, the more challenging steps have been step 9, and that is, you know, going and making amends to people. And it's a huge challenge to my ego, because in my mind, I should know better. I shouldn't be making these mistakes anymore. At least when you first get clean, you first get sober, like, you don't know any better. So you're kind of like wiping. There's a lot to wipe away, but you're kind of wiping this big slate away because you didn't know any better. Well, after you get sober and you stay sober for a while, it's humbling to realize, oh crap, it wasn't the drugs and alcohol that had me acting that way. I act that way without it. But then having to go back and kind of right a wrong, or, you know, share with someone, hey, I haven't been totally authentic or honest with you, you know, with years in recovery, boy, it's a humbling experience, and it is scary. But anyway, I've got a talk that I'm working on, potentially a talk for at a parent group in Grandview. I've got another one potentially coming up with a Rotary Club, and I'll be talking, I think, at a school in Hilliard. But anyway, it's fun stuff. I'm inching my way forward, and really just sharing with you to hold myself accountable. One thing I haven't done well is I've been slacking on my breath work, man. There's been multiple days where at the very end of the day, I'm like, crap, I didn't do my breath work. Or, you know, I remember the next day, and even a few times I'm like, I'm just not going to do it. But I want to do better at that, because I committed to doing breath work for 90 days. Maybe I'll start over, since I, you know, if I was doing 90 meetings in 90 days and I missed one, I'd start over. So anyway, maybe that's something to put out there. Anyway, I love you. I'm thinking about you. If you know anybody that would benefit from hearing this podcast, be sure to share it with them. And as always, we'd love a written review and rating on Spotify and Apple iTunes, Apple Podcasts. I love you. Holla at your boy.